Hello and welcome. I am Jay Yen Ham, medical alchemist. This audio session is for healing your premolars, and everyone has eight of them, two in each of the quadrants of your mouth. And as you know, every tooth is related to a meridian. Or meridians, an organ or organ systems, an endocrine gland or a couple glands, and certain joints in your body. So we're going to start with just bringing our breath and our attention to our bodies. And please note that your body may choose to access theta brain waves for this healing. And I don't do anything to induce that because I believe in just allowing your body to make that choice. And it will be in that theta state when it's allowing for this healing to happen. So please be sure you are not driving or operating heavy machinery while listening to this audio session. Even if you turn the volume down a lot, the energy is still working, which is awesome when you want to get things done and you want a healing. But just know that your body may choose to entrain itself to theta brainwave patterns. All right. So let's just take a deep breath, and I'm going to create the energy field around you to allow miracles to happen for you with total ease in all areas of your life. And now I'm going to connect to the premolars, so that's tooth number 4, 5, 12, 13, 20, 21, 28, 29. And it doesn't matter if you know what number they are, but just in case you have been told you have issues and these teeth and your dentist gives you a number, so you know that that's the one I'm talking about. All right, so first I feel like I'm going to go within the tooth and connecting to all the nerve endings and the circulation within the tooth, all these teeth. Okay, yeah. Increase the circulation in them, release any and all traumas they may have been through. And now I'm going to work on the outside, on the enamel, so that they're strong, and then connecting to all the healing energies that support you to have strong enamel. And now, whatever emotional imbalances, and I'm actually not going to name all the emotions because we all have different words for emotions, but it's related to the spleen and stomach meridian. So all the hidden, unexpressed, repressed, suppressed emotions that go along with that, we're going to release to the light now. And let it be, dissolve in the light, release all those repressed, unexpressed, hidden emotions to the light now. And how the imbalance shows up in your relationships is that this lack of reciprocity that really creates issues in these premolars as well as the spleen and stomach meridian. And so it also affects your thyroid, because where there's lack of reciprocity, this lack of that ability to speak up about your own needs in a relationship. So let's release all those beliefs and behaviors that create that. Release all that to the light and disentangle from all the relationships that lack reciprocity. And now we're going to have your guides and angels download for you the energy of relationship that is mutually supportive and mutually life enhancing. And anything that doesn't allow you to have that, we're going to release those blocks to you having relationships that are mutually supportive and mutually life enhancing. And let your thyroids know, let your throat chakra know what it feels like to be able to stand in your power and speak up for yourself. And disengage from the old way of doing relationships where you sacrifice too much of your own truth. So any and all those relationships that no longer serve your best and highest, we're going to release those relationship patterns so that you get to show up in your relationships feeling love, feeling respected, feeling so very supported to just be who you are and feeling really honored. Yeah, there we go. So now going back to the premolars. So that's tooth number 4, 5, 12, 13, 20, 21, 28, 29. And see what else we can do to connect with healing energies and healing frequencies to keep all these teeth really healthy, strong. And let me go to the roots of these teeth and make sure the gums and the whole root system and the nerves are all happy. And because these teeth, the premolars, are related to the spleen and stomach meridian, that's earth archetypal energy. And so that's your service archetypes. How are you being of service in the world? So are you being of service or are you being a servant? And do you have an indenture servant archetypal energy that's subconsciously operating, and we can now turn that indenture servant into a divine servant so that you are always serving the divine or serving your highest purpose. However you choose to express that. Yeah. So let me just go back to all past lives where you've been a servant or an indenture servant or even feeling like a slave, right? So that may show up in your intimate relationships as well as at work, as well as in how you operate in the world. So what would it take to transform and transcend this archetypal energy so that you can show up being of service in the highest possible way, being of service in alignment with your purpose that allows you to share your unique set of gifts with the whole world. Feel what that feels like for you. And I'm gonna ask your guides and angels to just pour love and support into the hologram of you now, allowing you to know it's safe for you to show up dynamically in life, in your relationships, and in every way, and honor your gifts and be of service from that space of empowerment and sovereignty. You are the embodiment of divine sovereignty. And we're just going to ask your guides and angels to help you reprogram what it feels like to be in service rather than being a servant. So any residual energies from all past lives, for you are a servant, let's release all that. All the indenture servitude you may still be doing in some part of your life, release all that now. And your guides and angels will now show you what it is to be in service and what it is to receive compensation on all levels for your service. Receive the appreciation from your clients. Receive the loving support from the universe. And you see this loving support when divine synchronicity happens for you again and again and again and again. That's the universe supporting you to be of service in this world in a way that fulfills you on all levels of your being. So see that increase in your bank account. See and feel that sense of fulfillment. Yeah, fulfillment. And feeling cared for by the universe. Because now, when you are being of the highest service, you also create the life, the lifestyle, the money that enhances your well-being and the well-being of others around you. Wonderful. Wonderful. So I'm going to tap into the health of your premolars again and just have the universe send them lots of love, healing energy, and supporting you to be all that you can be. Wonderful. Yes, 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 yes. And before this session concludes, I'm going to just connect you to to a parallel universe where miracles unfold for you with total ease all the time. All right. And this concludes this session today. And namaste.